I was thinking about who won the week, and the leader in the clubhouse was the WWE, with its huge deal with Netflix announced on Tuesday. But all that positivity was quickly erased after the lurid details of the sexual allegation accusations against Vince McMahon that dropped Thursday. That's going to make life extremely difficult for Endeavor's Ari Emanuel. So I'm not sure who did win the week. But before we go into the weekend, I do want to share one of the most powerful scenes I've watched all week was the Warriors' powerful tribute to their late coach, Dejan Milojevic. There was the emotional video tribute, and then Coach Steve Kerr had such composure in offering remarks about what the coach meant to the team and the type of person he was, and all this was amid a very visibly upset and emotional arena with players and owners all certainly being impacted. But if you haven't seen it, it is certainly worth the click. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 26th. I'm Abe Madcore. Happy Friday. Championship weekend. I know nothing about the Final Four. Besides, I'm turning to my producer, Reggie Walker, to give us his Super Bowl pick. Reggie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't believe I'm going to do this a second week in a row. I know Patrick Mahomes, six straight AFC championships, all that. I'm going to pick against him. I'm going to go with Baltimore at home, and then I'll take San Francisco in the NFC. So Baltimore, San Francisco, not the same two coaches, just one of them with Harbaugh there again. Remember last time Harbaugh was in the Super Bowl, he beat his brother. So there's that. Now his brother's back in the NFL with the Chargers.
So last week you went with the Bills over the Chiefs, and this week you're thinking a little different, aren't you, Reggie?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it should be a great weekend. And although Reggie picked against the Lions, who do you think licensees, who do you think merchandisers, who do you think retailers are rooting for to win the Super Bowl? Reggie, who do you think they're rooting for to win the Super Bowl?
That's an interesting thing. There's always something to sell with Mahomes, but I think Detroit is a great story. Jared Goff's story and everything he's been through, I think that's a big opportunity for some merchandising right there with Detroit, first time in a long time, all those different things. I think Detroit is an interesting one for sure.
I think you're right, because our Terry Lefton's on the ground at the sports licensing show, and he says the market is saying far and away, the Lions are the team that would easily sell the most licensed merchandise product if it wins the Super Bowl. Terry Lefton's report from the licensing show, you can read it all on sportsbusinessjournal.com. Staying with championship weekend, the 49ers tried to head to the Super Bowl on Sunday, and Reggie likes their chances, but they had a big win on the business side, as Levi Strauss and the 49ers have agreed to an early 10-year extension to their naming rights deal for the stadium in Santa Clara. Now, the deal is worth $170 million, so $17 million a year. That is a reported 55% increase over the initial 20-year, $220 million deal signed in 2013. So naming rights traditionally decline in value as a stadium ages, right? But the 49ers feel that their success on the field, they're playing in another championship game, their plans for significant upgrades to Levi Stadium, and their plans to host the Super Bowl and the World Cup in 2026 help drive the value of the naming rights deal even higher. So it's a good story for the 49ers and Levi's, because this deal will certainly be among the most valuable naming rights deals for an NFL stadium currently in place. So SoFi Stadium, that's the biggest deal. That averages $31.25 million a year. Allegiant Stadium, Allegiant's deal with the Raiders, that's the second. And MetLife Stadium in New York, MetLife's deal with the Jets, Giants, that's the third highest average annual value, somewhere between $17 million and $20 million. But now Levi Stadium and the 49ers right up there in that mix. Let's move on. Monumental Sports and Entertainment Chair Ted Leonsis outlined his reasons for potentially moving the Capitals and the Wizards to a new $2 billion entertainment district in Alexandria, Virginia, in a written statement. He said his two main objectives were to, one, improve the fan experience, and two, deliver the best facilities for athletes and employees. He said the proposed move to Virginia is about space and opportunity with room to innovate. He advocated for the new sports complex, saying it will require no upfront cash commitment by the state of Virginia, no new taxes will be imposed on residents or businesses in Virginia, and Leonsis said Monumental would continue to support Capital One Arena for the foreseeable future. So Leonsis makes these statements as legislation to create a Virginia Stadium Authority is making its way through the Virginia Assembly. But Leontis also hinted he would not comment any further on the project for the foreseeable future and will rely on his posted message on Thursday as his position statement. You know, it was good to have the leaders from Parity come to sit down at our SBJ offices in Charlotte and talk to our team on Thursday. They're a three-year-old company that helps match brands up with athletes for corporate partnerships. And we spent a lot of our time talking about the growth of women's sports. We talked about the debut of the Pro Volleyball Federation on Wednesday night in front of nearly 12,000 fans. Well, for game two on Thursday night, that was in Grand Rapids. The Grand Rapids Rise and Columbus Fury opened their season in front of a sellout of 7,800 fans in Grand Rapids. You want more energy around women's sports? Look for another attendance record coming soon in the Professional Women's Hockey League. A game in February, February 16th, between Toronto and Montreal. It's now going to be played at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Capacity, 19,000 for hockey, so they could draw a record crowd on February 16th. We'll keep our eye on that. Let's end the buzzcast around names in the news. A big hire in the agency space as Oakview Group ramped up its efforts around its brand consulting practice by hiring longtime Visa executive Andrew Cohen. So Andrew Cohen will now become Senior Vice President of Oakview Group's Brand Consulting and Solutions. Now, Cohen spent 10 years at Momentum on the agency side before being at Visa for the last 19 years in a top sponsorship role. He is an alumni of the 2010 SBJ 40 Under 40 program. Like I said, leaving Visa after 19 years, and now you see Oakview Group really accelerating its efforts in brand consulting. That is a very, very competitive and crowded space. So Oakview Group will compete with the likes of Excel, CAA, Momentum, Octagon, Wasserman, MKTG. I know I'm missing so many others, but it's a competitive, crowded space. Now Oakview Group in the mix as Andrew Cohen leaving Visa after 19 years to join Oakview's brand consulting division. And finally, Marie Donahue, she was not a free agent for very long. Shortly after departing Amazon, she left Amazon in early January. She is now joining DraftKings as Chief Business and Growth Officer. Like I said, she left her post as Amazon's Vice President of U.S. Sports Partnerships earlier this month. She was key for Amazon's Thursday night football launch, and now she moves over into the sports betting space in a key role at DraftKings. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, January 26th. I'm Abe Matcore. I'll be at the NACDA midwinter meetings all weekend, so Joe Lemire will bring you the Buzzcast on Monday morning. I'll speak to you again Tuesday. Until I speak to you again, stay healthy and be good to each other. Have a great conference championship weekend.